following takes place between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Hello, and welcome to Tech Access Weekly, a podcast of unspecified length concerning news and events in accessible technology. This is episode 90 for Wednesday, April 20th, 2011. Eve of Destruction. And hello, everyone.
Yes, hello, and happy 420 Day.
420 Day?
Yeah.
Okay. Happy
420 Day. It's supposedly like a symbol for, like, marijuana smoking and the such.
Oh, that I didn't know.
Yeah, so people say 420, they mean like, hey man, let's smoke some weed, man.
Okay.
Plus it's also the, the anniversary of the Columbine shootings from...
Yes, yes.
10 years ago, I guess it is.
Destruction, yes.
And to start out on a sour note.
Yes, to start out on a sour note, and actually most of this is sour notes, and for that we apologize. We are not bringing you a regular... format podcast today because we had some scary stuff happen last weekend and our internet has not been cooperating with us whatsoever. So we are basically going to tell you a little bit about what happened last weekend and play you some nice audio clips, and that'll be our podcast.
Pretty much, because everything has been sort of unstable for the last 4 or 5 days, and
yeah,
it's kind of hard to do research and sort of read things and keep up on information, which granted, if you listen to our podcast, you probably think that's typically the norm anyway.
Yeah, well, on Saturday, April 16th, where we are in North Carolina was, and around us, was the site of approximately, well, how many tornadoes?
I believe they are calling it right now 25 or more.
Yes.
The National Weather Service here is doing research trying to decide how many were actually spotted and spawn.
Yes. And so there was damage. We're in Raleigh, which is the capital.
Which is Wake County.
Yeah.
And there were reported tornadoes in 20 of the 100 counties. So 1/5 of the state was impacted by tornadoes.
Yeah. And just to give them a sense of geography, like how many miles around?
What do you mean miles around?
The damage. I mean, the tornadoes were.
The damage,
mm-hmm.
The state is probably 600 miles wide, and half of that was hit by tornadoes.
Yeah, so, I mean,
because
it was pretty extensive.
It's basically from here to the coastline, which is about 100, well, it's probably more like about 400 miles across, and then from here to the coast is maybe
100 miles, 150,
something like that. It's about 3 hours to the coast.
Yeah.
And they were having tornadoes all the way to out there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we knew we were going to have severe storms, and we'd kind of resigned ourselves to that. We were doing shopping and stuff, and Rodney's parents were here helping us out. And all of a sudden, his mom's phone goes off while we're in the middle of the grocery store. And the red square for a severe tornado warning is right around their hometown.
Actually, they have this cool thing in the weather called Weather Call, with the WRAL weather team here in Raleigh. And you can sign up for $8 a year.
I was going to say, whoa.
No, that'd be a little bit expensive. But you put your address in and it will actually call you if something is approaching you, either a tornado or thunderstorm warning, based on your address. So we're standing in a store and all of a sudden she gets a phone call and it's weather alert and basically says that please be sure to take cover because there is a tornado warning for your street.
It's not just county or city. It's street specific.
Yeah. So if information alerts them that you fit within this particular square on their radar system, they immediately call you with an automated message saying, hey, take cover. So she basically hung up, called my uncle who lives about 3 doors down from us. And from what we understand, he didn't take cover. He went outside.
And watched it.
Sort of.
I mean, because his wife called him and said, get in the closet. And we understand that he went outside and watched it pass over. And it passed over their house and my in-law's house.
And it basically landed about one block away, which is probably not even a tenth of a mile behind their house, and basically tore through my childhood neighborhood, wiping out houses and buildings and everything possible in its sight. The biggest thing that you see if you look at pictures is absolutely no trees.
They're snapped off at like 15 feet high.
Yeah, so it's quite impressive. And some houses were actually completely destroyed. Some are just damaged. And some really don't even look like they've been touched. So it hit the St. Andrews community in Sanford, North Carolina. And there's two sides of the St. Andrews Church Road. There's an old side that was developed in like 1968. And then the new side was developed in the mid-80s. Big controversies back in the 80s there. But a lot of the houses on the new side were actually more damaged because they're more of the houses that sit on like a slab. And a lot of the houses were actually pushed off the slab by like 30 or 40 feet.
Ow.
Yeah, so some are basically teetering on falling over, I guess.
Mm. And so their house, you know, your in-law's house was spared. And we found that out while we were driving over to the other grocery store. And we were trying to do this in record time because we knew that some of this weather was coming up our way.
Yeah, and basically my parents' house is surrounded by pine trees. And they really didn't, you couldn't really tell that there was anything wrong with the house. So mm-hmm. it's basically someone's aluminum siding and maybe a piece of tin was laying in the yard. That was it. Nothing else looked disturbed. But that's like 45, 50 minutes away from us because we are in Raleigh, which is north by about an hour, I guess you'd say.
And we knew that it was coming, so we went to the other store. And while we were going there, thanks for cell phones, she found out that there was no damage to the house, to their house. And so that was sort of a worry off her mind because understandably she was concerned about that. And we were all concerned about that. And so we got to the other store and it was getting really bad. We got out of there in a hurry, went home, decided to put the car in our garage, which is actually detached from the house, but it would still be under shelter. We were going to leave the groceries in the car until this was all over with. But then the guys decided they wanted to get the groceries out of the car. So we're standing there watching them lug the groceries into the house. And my mother-in-law sees the tornado outside the back door of our house, a couple blocks away, sort of.
Yeah, basically, the place where we were actually at 10 minutes earlier was getting hit by a tornado. Not sure if it's related to the same one that hit down in the Sanford or not, but a tornado hit the same area where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
It basically missed us by about a half a mile or less and sort of went through, hit Shaw University, which is a African-American school here in Raleigh, and then also traveled straight on downtown to actually hit downtown Raleigh, where it blew windows out of skyscrapers and all the such. There's actually some videos on YouTube where someone is standing in the window of an upper level high rise and is actually filming it as it comes in and everything. And my thought is, let me see. What if these windows are break proof? Let me grab my camera.
I just want to know.
I don't quite get it. But then at the same time, you're thinking, dear Lord, I'm never going to see this again, so why not just get a view or sound or whatever you can get out of it. But some friends of mine that I work with live right around the corner from us, and they were videotaping the storm clouds and things like that, and they were like standing on their porch, and the comment they made was, well, the wind was blowing one direction, and then all of a sudden the grass started blowing back in the other direction, and they said, nah, get inside. But yeah. Instead of hitting our community, it ended up going elsewhere, thankfully.
We did lose electricity. We had some intense wind for a little while and some rain and thunder and stuff. But the biggest thing was we lost electricity for about 19 hours.
Yeah, and if anybody is ever in a situation where you actually do lose power like that and you have your refrigerator or freezer or something like that, best advice is to take every bit of bed clothes that you can, as far as, you know, blankets and quilts and things like that, and wrap them around it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was trying to use your northern
My word is covers.
Oh, covers.
I don't do the bed clothes.
Oh. Okay.
I don't know where that came from.
I don't know. I think your mother says that. Maybe not. But anyway, if you end up covering up the appliance with that, it will actually try and insulate it a little bit.
It really did, because I thought he was crazy when they started covering the refrigerator and freezer with quilts, but it actually did hold in some cool air. The next morning, we had a down comforter over our refrigerator, and I kind of took my hand and felt behind it, and there was kind of chilly.
Yeah, so I mean, that's something that nobody ever thinks about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, other people in our neighborhood, I saw on Facebook where they had emptied things into a cooler and poured ice on it, you know, but we kind of did that a little bit with what we had just bought. But
yeah,
the quilts and coverings really did. And everything seemed to help always in that type of situation. Also, if you have a UPS on your computer where if the power goes out, you still have time to shut it down and it keeps a battery charged and going, you can use that to charge your cell phone.
Yeah, that came in really handy.
Yeah, I didn't think about it at first, but about 5 hours later when my iPhone was sitting at about 30%, because while all of this stuff was going on, I'm checking Facebook and Twitter and following what everybody's saying about the tornadoes and that kind of thing, and sort of seeing, okay, it's gone past us. There's not anything. Everybody's saying different establishments are destroyed and all this kind of stuff. But my phone was down to about 30%, and wow, just plug it in and let it sit for 2 hours.
And watch the little gauge, and it hardly used any of it, you know. It hardly used any of the
battery.
Because
a cell phone's not going to take as much power as a computer or a television or something like that. So for about $40, you can get a device like that. So you might want to consider that for your computers.
Yes. So we were able to get all those unplugged. He scared the life out of me when he was upstairs doing it, and I'm yelling for him to get downstairs so that I know where he's at if the house falls to pieces, but he doesn't listen. Anyway, we were pretty much all back to normal electricity-wise on Sunday, but for the last few days, the internet's been in and out, and today it seems pretty stable.
Yeah, it's basically been, okay, you have connection, you can do something, and then all of a sudden, no connection found. So,
right.
We've had areas around us that have not had power since that afternoon tornado went through. And a lot of the infrastructure has actually been taken out as far as the substations that provide power. As far as big stories around here, there's things like in Sanford, there was a Lowe's home improvement store that was totally destroyed.
There was this dispute going on Facebook as to whether it was the old Lowe's or the new Lowe's. I think it was both Lowe's.
Well, that, and at the same time, my folks were getting phone calls from people around their area saying that, no, it wasn't the big Lowe's, it was the old Lowe's location and different things. One of the farms of a guy that know is basically in total shambles. I mean, it's amazing the pictures that my folks have taken because the tractors and combines and equipment that weighs thousands of pounds is just twisted and mangled and flipped upside down and things like that. It is totally unreal the amount of damage that a tornado can do to objects like that.
And on a lighter note, regarding that same farm, some of the paperwork was found in Falls Lake, which is 60 miles from the farm.
Yeah, which is 60 miles north. There's also a report of someone's school yearbook from Sanford has traveled to Cary, which is about 45 miles away. And Cary wasn't even hit by a tornado that I know of.
I don't think so.
So somehow it got there.
And your uncle, the one who went outside and watched it rather than going in the closet, found the cover of a Bible just sort of laying in a yard.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting. It's just you never know where things are going to land once they're thrown up in the air like that.
Yep.
As far as social media during the entire thing, there was an instance where a cousin of mine was on Facebook and someone had said, I don't know if my parents are okay, because, I mean, this community, St. Andrews, that was hit is a community where it used to be filled with kids. Now it's a lot of the parents of the kids that have moved away. And someone had posted on there that they couldn't find their parents and they were so upset and worried about it. So my cousin called her dad and said, hey, so-and-so is down there. Look, so-and-so is trying to get up with their parents and they can't seem to find them. They don't have a cell phone with them or their cell phone's out of battery or something. Can you see if you find them down there? So after about 45, 50 minutes, he was able to actually locate them, give them his cell phone, and they were actually able to communicate.
Oh, now that's so nice.
Yeah, so that was one of the stories. I saw quite a few of those types of things going on. So it's kind of like the Japan tsunami crisis.
On a smaller scale, but this is the biggest disaster that we've had since Fran or Floyd came through.
Yeah, pretty much.
So that's...
And you really didn't even have that type of communication during Katrina.
No.
That hit New Orleans back in 2005.
Right.
So that is kind of why we're doing one of our really, really short ones that we promise really is going to be a short one.
Well, it's getting longer than we thought because we've been sort of babbling a little bit. But we have one last thing to share with you.
Well, actually, now that I think about it, there's a couple other interesting little things.
Oh, okay.
Just so happens, seems like the tornadoes were trying to take out my family. I had an aunt coming up from another town going to actually the Lowe's that was destroyed. She stopped in at this little internet gambling place because they can't do slot machines in towns, but they're able to actually give you a computer and say, hey, gamble on our website. So she stopped there, and the tornado hit like 20 minutes after she had gotten there. So somebody at work actually said, she needs a bumper sticker. Slot machine saved my life. Internet gambling saved me. You know, something funny like that. And then my aunt, who is married to the uncle that lives three doors down, she actually went to visit her daughter in Jacksonville, North Carolina, which is say 150, 200 miles away, and behind their house down there, it was hit by a tornado. So we couldn't get away from it.
They were tracking you.
Yeah, that's it. It's like Twister, the movie.
Yeah.
It's following. It's coming after.
God. We will say that the lows that were, there were 23 fatalities all told, I think, in this instance, this tornado.
In the entire state.
In the entire state.
So far.
So far. The Lowe's that was destroyed, the new one that had people in it, they all survived.
Yeah, the management actually was able to get everyone into the back offices and conference rooms of the store, and they were actually able to ride it out during that. But as far as the roof and products and things like that, it's
pretty much gone.
Pretty much gone.
Yeah. Are we ready for our last piece now?
Should we? Yeah, why not? What were you thinking?
This is some YouTube footage of a guy who was in Wilson, North Carolina, which is, I guess, sort of in the same vicinity.
Well, actually, this video is actually Sanford.
Oh, on the webpage it says Wilson.
Huh. No, because okay. it's actually Sanford. That may be another link on that particular page.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, this is a guy who is in his truck recording the tornado hitting the Walmart, because along with the Lowe's, there was a Walmart that was hit in Sanford. So if I can get YouTube to come up and start to play this, we can hear his account of what he's seeing. No, Wilson, isn't it Walgreens? Whatever.
Yep, right now. I can take pictures of it, too. Well, I happen to be recording it. That's even better, isn't it? Oh, half a mile. Yep, I mean, it's... I'd say it's coming straight toward me. Yeah, but... Yep, but it's not one of those, I would say, you know, like... devastation, terrible. I mean, it's picking up leaves. I see stuff in it, but it's not. It's just twisting. Up there goes a flash. It's blowing up some power lines now. Yeah, now. Oh, yeah, I'm stopped. I'm in a parking lot. You hear the rain now? It's gonna pass right over me. Oh no, that makes the rain and trees. Leaves and trees. The nearest tree to me is probably down the road from your house to the corner. Yep, there goes the roof off a house. And yep. Hang on, I love you. I'm okay, what do you know? My truck is, I'm okay. Yep. I'm okay. Still good. I'm still good, just now I got a problem with what I'm driving, it's damaged. No, looks like roofing blew off a building and got me. I mean, I'm okay. Don't worry for me. But
I just have one question. Was this guy on Valium or something?
I do not know. Yeah, this actually is Wilson, North Carolina. The link that I had previously seen was Facebook. So I had said, give me the link to YouTube, and I sent it to you. I didn't look at the actual title of it.
Oh, well, anyway, not too far away.
No, it's only 40 minutes or so. But yeah, this guy is sitting there in his truck. Now, during a tornado, they usually tell you to get to the lowest spot. So if there's a ditch or anything like that, get in the ditch. But this guy just sits in his truck.
Do, 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 do.
I mean, it would only been better if he was eating like a hoagie sandwich or something.
Absolutely, yeah.
Or a donut, or drinking his coffee, you know. I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of videos on YouTube where people are videoing it. They're standing out in your yard, they're videoing it, and all this kind of stuff. I can kind of see that with some of them, because if a tornado looks like it's standing still, it's coming towards you.
Right.
If it's moving, it's going in the opposite direction, and most of the time they will not shift in direction. I mean, a lot of the videos are far off in the distance, a few miles or whatever, but this one actually travels probably within 50 feet of this guy. I mean, that's just ridiculous. So that's why he gets the What Were You Thinking?
Award of the Week.
Yeah.
So that is why this was a non-tech episode, departing from the usual format. Next week we will be back with stories from the past 2 weeks to share with you.
We had tech. We talked about Facebook.
I mean current news.
I mentioned Twitter.
Yeah, but you didn't mention current news and developments in tech.
Oh.
That's what this podcast is about. It's taken you 90 episodes and you still don't know that.
Huh. Go figure.
Anyway, this chaos that you've been listening to is Tech Access Weekly, episode
90. And there are no delicious notes to listen to this or to check out for this episode, so you can scratch that. We hope that the internet will stay up and there will be an actual melting pot on Mushroom FM this Sunday.
Because this is the whole birthday weekend, so it's all different. And
I said 9.
Yeah, you said 9, but this is part of the Mushroom FM birthday celebration that begins Saturday morning at 5 a.m. here in the U.S. Eastern and ends Monday morning at 5 a.m. So it's a whole 48-hour thing. And you can, look at mushroomfm.com. We have a birthday page, and I am scheduled to be presenting from 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday evening. So listen to that if you want to answer some questions and win a t-shirt or get in a drawing for a cash prize from Mushroom FM presenters.
I think it's like $500 or
something. Yeah, $500 if you answer certain trivia questions and they have a drawing. And then at the end of the drawing, that determines who wins. So, and I have a t-shirt giveaway with the Mushroom FM logo on it. So if you want to, each presenter has one of those. So lots of interesting stuff happening this
weekend.
Yeah, I'm
kind of interested to see how that all goes.
Yeah, me too. It should be interesting. So, with that said, we will simply wrap this up and say...
Oh, one final thing. If you missed last week's episode, you can check it out, episode 89, because there was a great interview with Doug Hacker of Zoom Reader and AI Squared. That was well received, and a lot of comments about that being passed around and everything. There's also a review of it and such.
Yes.
So give us your views on that as well. Whether you think they are good, bad, evil, just like Google, or better.
So,
now,
on that note,
we will simply say bye-bye.
Bye. To contact the team for Tech Access Weekly, send an email to techaccessweekly@gmail.com. You may follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/TA_weekly. You may comment on our voice line at 260-2-ASK-TAW, 260-227-5829. To find a list of the stories covered in each episode, please visit delicious.com/techaccess. Feel free to visit our website at techaccessweekly.com.